Many are they that rise up and hate me. They say a lot like Common and Ye B. They don't know that none of it faze me. I know you the ops, but God, he sustains me.
Psalm 3, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Lord, how are they in priests that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people.
I will not fear 10,000 people. They can surround me. They still not my equal. Psalm 3 says, God is the lifter of your head. He keeps your head high when you're feeling low, doubting yourself, when people talking about you, or just feeling discouraged. But to keep your head high, Psalm 3 gives you three things to do. Use your breath, get some rest, pass the test. Look, Psalm 3 says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. If you ain't using your breath to talk to God, then who are you talking to? You really gonna get advice from a person who's trying to figure it out themselves? I mean, of course, we need to vent and connect and all that with people. But when it comes to direction, who else you gonna go to? Who knows your life plan better? Use your breath. Next, get some rest. Verse 5 says, I laid me down and slept. I waited, for the Lord sustained me. Now, in the previous verses, he was just talking about people that were rising up against him, talking about him. Then he just says, I went to sleep and God sustained him. When you got people coming against you and you can sleep, I mean, really rest, that's how you know your trust is in God. My cure for you today, take a nap. Lastly, pass the test. David said in this psalm, he won't fear if 10,000 people surround him. The last verse says, salvation belongs to the Lord. Pretty much, whatever schemes and traps is set for me, if God decided he's bringing me out, then that's what it is, cuz. Ain't no two ways about it. It's like the scripture that says, if God be for me, who can be against me? You can't curse what God has blessed. I don't care who's on the other side, and it's just me and God. If God has decided that that's where I'm going to be, then it's a wrap. Pick up your tent and go home, cuz it's already been decided. My prayer for you, pass the test of faith. Peace.